when you're talking about a British baby being trafficked, I can't understand why they think they can't do anything about it.
British mother Ruth Appleby will tell the European Parliament's Petitions Committee hearing in Brussels today why she believes her newborn was stolen in a Spanish baby trafficking scandal. Her then husband saw their daughter in seemingly good health while Ruth was recovering from the birth in La Coruña, northern Spain, in 1992. But the hospital told Howard about 2 hours later Rebecca had died. The couple did not get the chance to see their daughter before the hospital buried her. Ruth was left reeling when she had the remains of what she believed to be her newborn exhumed to be cremated and reunited with her in North Yorkshire in 2010 after she had moved back to the English county.
It's impossible that it was my baby. Well, it was a skeleton that I estimate was between 70 and 80 centimetres long. It was complete, strong yellowed bones, and the skull was intact.
A friend travelled from Spain in 2012 to tell Ruth she believed Rebecca was one of an estimated 300,000 babies believed to have been trafficked by a network of doctors, nurses, priests and nuns over a 40-year period in Spain that began under General Franco's regime and ended in the 1990s.
It just hit me. At first I thought, how could I have been so stupid? Why didn't I stop them? But I didn't expect anything like that to happen, and I was in shock. My life felt like a jigsaw puzzle that had been nicely done, and someone had picked it up and dropped it, and none of the pieces fitted. I had a folder that I'd always kept of documents and things, and it's not the sort of thing you get out to look at. I'd never been able to get rid of this folder. I couldn't bring myself to do it because it's all I had of my baby. So I started to look through things the next day, and the first document was the license to have her buried, and it was blank. That was a shock, and I was very traumatised. So you don't look at these papers. You just think that they're going to be correct. You're too traumatised. You can't think straight at these moments. And unfortunately, we never checked that paper until 2012.